Hi, welcome back to Why You Worried About It, A Journey to a Better You. I'm Lindsay Bush, HR with Country Crossroads Counseling.
And hi, everybody. I'm Susie Arbo, and I'm a licensed professional counselor. So we are so happy that you are joining us. We actually started this podcast just to help people in any way that we can, and also help ourselves because we all are hopefully working at bettering ourselves.
Absolutely. On the journey together.
That's right. That's right. So we've kind of covered a bunch of different topics that we just, you know, one of the goals for the podcast is just to be really relatable of what things people might be going through in life. And so I felt like today's topic of burnout is kind of, people can relate to that for sure.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that go through that in different areas of their life and different seasons of their life too.
Absolutely. When I go and I speak to different groups, that's one of the things that I usually cover, especially when I'm talking about self-care, because there's actually a study done in 2021 that said that 77% of people have actually experienced burnout in their current job. And, you know, we've talked several times just about the pandemic and just how that did a number on our mental and emotional health. And so literally it's a real deal. Most of us have felt that way before. And if you have never heard of burnout, which I know there's probably some people out there that are kind of wonder what that is. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that have, but it's basically a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion, and just feeling like you really can't keep up with life's demands and just kind of feeling overwhelmed and, you know, tired. There's all sorts of symptoms that we can talk about here in a little bit of it. But Lindsay, I know you kind of, you know, several years ago kind of experienced this and whatnot. You want to talk about that a little bit?
I did. I am a product of that great resignation, as they call it, the ones that went through the pandemic and had that aha of what am I doing in life and why am I doing it? And what's the purpose for me? I mean, I worked for a company that I feel like I was more loyal to than they were to me. And that it was sad. It was hard for me to realize, you know, I kept wanting more and wanting more and finding that purpose in every role that I had. I knew I had a purpose, but for me, it was very much of, I had to always create my purpose and nobody was saying thank you or good job or, and I mean, I shouldn't say nobody, because I did have some people along the way. I had some great role models and great mentors, but when it came down to it, you know, and it was like, you know what, I'm going to pull the trigger. I see Susie over here doing these amazing things. And I really want to be a part of something amazing and meaningful. And whenever I finally said, you know, I'm going to put in my notice. And if they fight for me, then it's meant to be, I'm going to stay, you know, I won't really go. And it was very much a slap in the face, a little bit of, I felt like I was irreplaceable. Like literally I gave them everything and that wasn't it. It was like, well, okay, good luck to you type situation. So I very much felt that though. I needed the purpose. I needed more than what I was doing. And I know that I've found that where I am now, I love it. And every day I have a different purpose and I love what I do. But that makes me think too of that quote that says, if you find a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And I love that quote. And whenever I knew we were going to talk about burnout today though, I started thinking about it though. And sometimes you still have to find your why. Like you still have to, even in those hard times, like just because you love what you do, you still have to have those moments. There's going to be hard days. So I think that's a big important part too, is being accountable for what you're doing and remembering why nothing should be handed to you and you have to work for what you get. So I don't know, nobody owes you happy. You have to get it yourself. I think that's kind of important in anything you're doing. So
so huge, so huge. And I love that you talked about finding your why. And that is such a cool thing to do when you are feeling those symptoms of burnout, because, you know, our why is what gets us up every morning and gets us motivated to keep living. And so that could be kind of something that we challenge anybody that's listening to this today to think about their current job and their current life and kind of how they're living and why do you do it? You know, what are those reasons of what brings you into work? I know a couple times at our company trainings, we always give people a little notebook to write in and take notes. And I've had them focus on what is your why of why you chose the field of mental health? Why are you working here? Just as kind of a reminder that Because sometimes we plan and plan and plan our life. It never goes as planned. And we take jobs and we be in positions that we never thought we'd be in, right? And so we can kind of lose sight of kind of why and how we do things. And so writing down that why and actually having it is so important. And I know working in a field that we get to help people every day, it's easy to think, well, we're changing lives for the better. Like, that's pretty cool, right? But when it's January and it's freezing cold and it's 5 o'clock in the morning and you go to work in the dark and you come home in the dark, you can lose track of that really, really quick, right? Of why we do things. So I'm glad you brought that up. You also brought up something else I think is fascinating. And you know me, I love good statistics, and I always, try to research things and have a lot of knowledge on them. But there's actually a study that was done that over 70% of people have worked a job that they have never heard a thank you. And so if you think about that, working a job that you just don't feel valued and cared for is so huge. So if there's any people out there that are maybe leaders, or they're running a company, or they're supervising somebody else or whatnot, please take the time to always say thank you and tell your staff how grateful you are for them, because that can just go a long way. And people, and Lindsay, your HRs, you probably know more about this than me, but people will stay longer in a position that they feel valued and cared for, even over pay.
Absolutely. Yep. I will say that all day long. It comes down to the culture, the values, and the people you work for and with. Absolutely. 100 times over, you can offer people pay and better, but they're never going to be satisfied if the culture and the environment that they're in is a negative, nasty one. It's just not going to work. There's no amount of money, even the people out there making all that money, they are going to want something more. They're not going to be the lifers if you're not fulfilling all of the needs that they need. Financial, it is important, of course. People want to feel valued in that way, but not they want to know that personal, it's human nature. We want that personal connection. Nobody wants to be talked down to, or you don't want to feel like you're doing something wrong all the time, or never thanked or undervalued. Like, it's a terrible place to be. So yeah, I'm a big believer in culture, and I that's why I push so much. I'm sure everybody in the company thinks I'm crazy talking about culture all the time. I mean, if we can make somebody feel better, even in a group me message, just saying we're thinking about them, or Susie's great about the handwritten thank you notes, that's so important. Or, just checking in on people when you're thinking about them. I catch myself trying to do that more. I think about people all the time, but I don't take the minute to like say, how are you? I was thinking about you, and they don't know that I'm thinking about them. So trying to challenge myself at doing better at that, because it does feel make them feel included. And I know we've heard a lot of feedback about that whenever we do our rounding or our one-on-ones. We hear a lot of our employees say that they just really feel like the culture here is including them, and they really like it. So it's very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And I feel like that's kind of what companies and people should be about right now, is really honing in on making people feel valued and cared for, and just that they're taking care of themselves so they don't burn out. And so some of the things I kind of wanted to hit on today was, what are some of the symptoms of burnout? And a lot of times it's really just like chronic fatigue, and it's just feeling like you're tired all the time. And maybe you're so tired, but you still can't sleep at night. Or you fall asleep and then you wake up in the middle of the night and your thoughts just are racing, and you're thinking about the millions of things that you need to do the next day. And sometimes even just like physically, like we can feel that we have headaches, our body aches. A lot of times we carry stress, and we carry it in our neck and our shoulders and our head. Even just kind of muscles, can feel tight and uncomfortable. Some of the emotional signs of feeling burnout is feeling just really overwhelmed and feeling like you're treading water and your head's just barely above it, and you just can't get a breath because there's just too much on your plate, or feeling helpless and trapped or detached from life. That's a big one. Just like that you're going through the motions, but you're not even feeling, like you're really living.
Yeah. What's the purpose? Yeah.
Absolutely. And kind of even just like personality wise, we kind of, when we're feeling burned out, we get like that cynical, like we're negative, kind of pessimistic, and you just kind of always are finding flaws, and just kind of, you're more irritable. There's a lot of things like that that kind of go into burnout. So if you notice yourself feeling any of those symptoms, that kind of might be a sign that you maybe need to take some time to care for yourself. Now, another one that people might not even realize is a sign and symptom of burnout is that even like cognitively, like they're very forgetful. or they can't concentrate on things. Like they'll be working on a task and literally it just, they can't get it done because they're just, squirrel and not doing it. And then just not like making good judgment calls, just kind of, not being great about decision making and that kind of stuff, being very indecisive. So those are some of the symptoms. And it can be caused, by work. Work is a big one, but also just even like relationships, like heavy relationships or toxic relationships. There's certain events in life and circumstances that happen that are kind of out of our control. And if we let them just kind of run the show on us and we let them kind of overpower us, like that can burn us out. So some ways to kind of deal with that, there's lots of different things that you can do, but one of the biggest things is literally starting to give yourself and allow yourself time to take care of yourself through self-care. And I know we've covered self-care on podcasts before, but there are so many different avenues to what that looks like for people, whether it be your physical or your mental, emotional self-care is kind of a huge thing. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I just think too, whenever you take a moment for yourself and you actually feel a little bit of relief, it ignites something in you too. And I think a big thing with burnout is the passion. If you don't feel like there's a purpose behind what you're doing, then why? Why do it? Why worry about it? Why all of those things when sometimes it all you need is just a spark again. You need something that you're passionate about, and it might affect every area in your life. It could be work that's bogging you down, but you find something that you love to do outside of work and you start doing that again, and you can see it'll ripple through everything you do. So I think it's really important to make sure to figure out your self-care, and everybody's looks different. Give people grace too. Your self-care could be very different than somebody else's self-care. We're not all the same, and we don't all fill our cup the same way. So I think it's very important to give grace in all of that and take time for yourself, for sure.
Yeah, even 5 minutes a day is better than no minutes, So if you want to spend time in prayer or devotion or do a quick little walk around the block or spend a little extra time in the shower, go to sleep a little bit early and read a little. I mean, there's just lots of things that you can do that feels good. Also, seeking support and asking for help is another way that you can really conquer burnout. So meeting with a therapist or a life coach, or if that's not in your wheelhouse, because it's not, we know it's not for everybody, but having like a friend or a person that you can confide in, and or journaling, just having some kind of additional way that you channel some of that energy or that negativity is a huge, huge, huge thing. And also like just taking time off. I am a workaholic. I love what I do and I love to do it, but I also know that I need some days to play. I need days where I just do not work and it's not in my agenda. And so I feel like having that time or taking that trip, scheduling time to do things off of work is huge for fighting burnout. Practicing mindfulness and just really being in the moment and not focusing on the future or the past, but really focusing like right now and how do you find joy in right now? And even like when you're talking to your kids or you're talking to your friends, putting that phone down, just looking at them in the eye and having those meaningful conversations to kind of reconnect with people is huge because like we talked about, sometimes when you have burnout, you kind of are not really all, there cognitively. So
Yeah, I feel like it can definitely make you selfish in a way. Nothing makes you happy and you feel like it's all about you. And so definitely paying attention to those around you more and maybe get out of your own head, change those thoughts and focus on some other people in your life too. And maybe build those relationships and maybe stop thinking about all the things that are terribly wrong or why work's terrible and all those things and try looking at all the good things.
yeah. I one of my little tips that I love to do in the morning when my alarm goes off is I think of three things that I'm grateful for. So, and they have to be different every day. So whatever I'm doing that day or whatever I did the day before. And so I kind of have to get really creative with it, but it's really helped me shift my thinking just to realize that there is a lot that, because when you burn out, you do feel like you're focusing on the negatives a lot. But kind of in closing here, the number one thing, like if you've identified with this today and you've kind of thought, man, I have some of those symptoms, acknowledging it is the first step. Literally acknowledging that there is a problem here is a huge thing. And I guarantee you that your job and whatever you do wants you and needs you there in that position that you are making a difference in this world. And so taking care of you and taking steps to fight the burnout is the number one thing that you can do. And we'd love to help you in any way that we can. Tell them where to find us.
Yes, the easiest way to find us is on our Facebook page. We do a lot of communication there. It's Country Crossroads Counseling. And then we do have our website, countrycrossroadscounseling.com. But follow us definitely on Facebook. We have all of our events. We do lots of fun things. And we have a couple workshops coming up. So definitely check us out and make sure that you follow us so you can stay in the know.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us on yet another episode of Why You Worried About It, A Journey to a Better You.
See you next time.